take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
We talk about all kinds of advice on marketing, all the things you can do to build your business. But today we've got a special guest who talks about the critical importance for entrepreneurs to get involved with business coaches and mastermind groups and networking groups and all the ways they can help you. He's actually authored a book, and I love the title. It's Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, but This Book Will. And in a few moments, I'm going to even tell you how you can get the first chapter and download it and start reading it today. But we want to welcome real quickly, Lisa and I want to welcome our guest, David Essel. David, thank you for joining us.
Oh, David, Lisa, excited to be with you today.
We're excited to have you. Lisa, I know, has spoken to you before. I get to meet you for the first time, and I know you've got a lot to share with us because we speak to entrepreneurs a lot, but speak specifically, not just all entrepreneurs, but a lot of our listeners are probably asking, do I really need all that? Why would I go to a networking group? So tell us who and why.
Well, first of all, anyone that's ever accomplished massive success in life would never tell you they did it on their own. And one of the principles in the book that we hammer, I think, 237 times in 238 pages, is that you've got to be willing to constantly invest time, money, and effort into growing your business. And the brightest amongst us in the world of entrepreneurs understand that that means getting involved with networking groups, meetup groups, mastermind groups, business consultants, business coaches. You know, one of the stories that I love to tell is, My greatest mentor, I've had many, many mentors, is Joe Cerulli. He went from homeless to multi-trillionaire. And he told me when I met him in 1986, when I asked him what his secret to success was to go from homeless to multi-millionaire, and he said, mastermind groups and consultants. And from that day, guys, I've never forgotten that. I've used it, and I encourage all my clients to do the same.
Now, David, what is a mastermind group for those of us who are new to that term?
Yeah, mastermind groups. Well, the way that we run them, and of course, there's all kinds of varieties, but if we get a group of entrepreneurs together, there's one person that leads it. Every week, you have an individual we call on the hot seat. And what they do is they talk about their business for 60 seconds. They talk about their successes for 60 seconds. Then they spend 2 minutes talking about where they're not making it, what their greatest blocks are, what their greatest challenges are. And you notice the ratio, 60 seconds, who am I? 60 seconds, what am I doing well? 120 seconds, here are my blocks. Because, you know, in our book, guys, we tell everyone, whatever your challenge is, it's not due to what you do well. that's not your challenge. Your greatest challenge is what you avoid, what you suck at, what you don't like to do. That's where the secret is. And then at the end, when the person has their 2 minutes to talk, then the group goes and gives advice. Now, the person on the hot seat cannot reply to anyone's advice. All they need to do is write down what they're being recommended to do. 7 days later, they come back and they share the action steps that they took, and they let us know what was successful, what worked, what didn't. So in the mastermind group, and the same thing if you're going to work one-on-one with a business coach or a business consultant, the key is talk about your vulnerabilities, your fears, your insecurities, what you don't want to do, because right there, I will guarantee all of your listeners a new pathway to success when you do that.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a second. How would I find a mastermind group? Is there one in my industry? Are they industry specific, or where would I even go about looking?
You know, when God created Google, he did everyone the most amazing thing in the world. You know, like David, Lisa, I tell people all the time, if you don't know the answer, Google does. So you would put your city in, and you would put mastermind group, and then you would put a city near you in, and you just keep working that way. You know, we've done mastermind groups where it was via teleconference only, so people from around the United States could join from anywhere. But that would be number one. Is to go ahead and Google mastermind business groups in your area and see what shows up. The most important thing I want to repeat, though, and this is the principle that we believe in, we need to keep investing time, money, and effort into ourselves with outside resources to help us see our failings and to help give us goal steps to overcome them.
Oh, that's powerful. Expand on that for us.
Well, you know, I mentioned a minute ago that it's not what you do well that is your problem. It's what you don't want to do that's your problem. And let me repeat that, Lisa, because it's so crucial.
Okay.
You know, when we are an entrepreneur, it doesn't matter if it's network marketing, a florist shop, you know, a consultant of any type, an author. When we're an entrepreneur, we are normally gravitating towards the tasks on a daily basis we enjoy doing. That's natural. But we don't want to alter that. So you keep doing what you love doing. But what the block is what you don't enjoy doing. So if you don't feel comfortable going to networking groups, guess what? There's your first step. If you don't feel comfortable with social media marketing because you don't understand it, bingo, there's a place for your success. If you don't feel comfortable speaking in front of 2 or 3 people or 10 or 15 people to explain your product, guess what? There is your number one step to take to help you get to the next level.
I feel definitely I'm agreeing with you is you've got to step outside of your comfort zone. I remember I've got a cousin who's extremely successful, and I was talking to him, you know, many years ago about how he was so successful and just, you know, just some of my dreams. And one of them was where I even wanted to live. And he looks at me and says, "Why don't you?" And I had every excuse in the book, and that was his point.
Yes.
And he says, you got to get outside of your comfort zone and go make it happen. Quit hiding behind all these excuses. And like you said, that just resonates with you. And so if you get to a masterminding group, I think some people may be shy about it because they're embarrassed by the lack of success they've hit early on, or maybe some of the challenges they think everybody should already know the answer. And reality is, we all look at things differently. I had a mentor who taught me as well, is 3 + 1 = 4, 2 + 2 = 4, 0 + 4 = 4. There are 3 different paths to get there, but they all got to the same result. And so when you get with a group who have different visions, they may enlighten you in some way or help guide you that you just never thought of.
Exactly. And guess, you know what, David? 8 - 4 = 4.
You just brought me a whole new view to my story that I've been telling for years. Now I've got to change it.
but you know, here's the outside person looking in, seeing something that we may not have seen before, right?
Yes.
Definitely.
And that's the power of working with someone outside of ourselves. You know, and the other thing I want to mention is that, you know, it takes a high amount of vulnerability, humility, and perseverance to do what you'd rather not do. Do I have a chance to share a quick story about Jenny McCarthy?
Go for
definitely.
It.
Definitely. Love her.
Oh, oh my gosh. Oh, you know, she is 10 times smarter, 10 times more engaging, 10 times more brilliant, 10 times funnier than I had any idea until I was on her show. And we connected so great that I've been on her show 3 times in 3 months. And the last time she brought me up to New York City to be in her SiriusXM studios with her.
Wow.
And we were talking about this very thing, about doing what you don't want to do. And here's the cool thing about Jenny. Every time I've been on the show and we've talked about vulnerability, she has offered her own failures and her own stories of how she was not vulnerable in the past, in love, in business. And that's what I love, one of the things I love about her. So I was saying, Jenny, when she said, "What's the key to success, David? I know you're not a big fan of The Secret and you're not a big fan of the Law of Attraction." And I said, "You're 100% correct. I'm not. You know, I believe that those programs offer about 20% of the formula for success. The rest of what they offer is interesting, inspiring stories that have nothing to do with reality." That's just David Essel's opinion. I love 20% of what they sell. The 80% I think is ridiculous. And she said, "Give me an example." And I go, "Well, you know, in these books they say if something feels uncomfortable on your pathway to success, that's what you know you don't need to do. That's a sign saying don't go there." And I go, "Jenny," I go, "let me tell you the truth. The truth is that when you feel uncomfortable, like any all-star athlete or musician or doctor that doesn't want to do something, they automatically know they need to go there." And she said, "Hold on, stop the press. David, do you know that when my career hit a major stalemate," and I think she was referring to after she won Playmate of the Year in Playboy, and she said, "I got to this place where I had all these auditions coming in, and if they weren't convenient for me, or if they were too far away by flight, I would just say no thank you, and my career stalled." And then all of a sudden, when I said, what the heck are you doing? You've got to get uncomfortable and go and audition for things that you don't even know if you can get, and that they're uncomfortable because you're going to be gone from home for 7 days. She said, David, when I started doing what you're talking about, my career flourished.
And David,
love
I hate
that
to,
story.
I hate to cut you off there. It's a great story, and it reminds us, get outside of our comfort zone. But you've written a book that has so much information I want to share with our listeners as we end this segment. Positive thinking will never change your life, but this book will. David has made arrangements for everybody listening to this episode. You can download Chapter 1 free right now. Visit his website at talkdavid.com. That's talkdavid.com. David Essel, I want to thank you for joining Lisa and I today. I hate to do it, but we're at the end. We're finishing up our cup of coffee, and we've got to say goodbye. But we're going to have you on again real soon, and we want to thank you for joining us. Everybody, we want to say thank you for listening.